Hey everyone, it's Mel here, and I'm the host of the She Dares podcast. She Dares is a community that aims to connect, inspire, and empower women or those who identify as a woman. We host virtual and in-person events to connect, learn, break boundaries, and challenge each other whilst having an epic time. I started this podcast because honestly, I felt I was completely stuck in life. I stopped being young, fun, I didn't try new things anymore, and I really got bored with life. I kept having conversations with friends who told me their own stories, which were in fact quite similar. They all had to take a leap of faith, and then when things turned around for them, I just felt so inspired after every chat. I never really thought of myself as someone with a good radio voice or someone who wants to put themselves out there in the public domain, but I felt a really strong urge to share some of these awesome stories with the rest of the world. Knowing that I had little time in my life to produce a podcast, I basically just looked online and hired a production company, and with not much planning at all, bam, my first guest was recorded and the podcast was launched. So this podcast is for you, to hear stories of how people just like you and me came to be where they are today through no magical forces, just by having a daring and open mindset to try new things. I want to inspire you to ensure that you never settle for the status quo and always keep pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to maybe, you know, find something new in life. Personally, I found podcasting. I never thought that that was going to be my thing, and I'm actually really enjoying it. So who knows? If you don't try something, you never know. Today, this episode is slightly different. It's just me because I wanted to share some thoughts on the podcast so far and all the dares that I've been given. Now, if you don't already know, every guest that I interview and I get on the show, at the end of that interview, they get to give me a dare. This is not only so I can go out and do something silly and just for the fun of it, but it's to show that kind of small incremental adjustments in your life that push you out of your comfort zone can help you in all areas of your life. Let me give you some examples. One of the first dares that I got from my best mate, actually, she dared me to go vegan for a week. For anyone that knows me, I was a very big carnivore. I would probably eat meat pretty much every day. It was just what I grew up on, and that's kind of what I loved. And whilst it was really, really hard at the time and not very enjoyable because I hadn't planned it, and I think living in Austria, where, you know, most of the food is meat based, or at least it's got a lot of meat flavoring, soups, stuff like that, it was quite tricky. But, you know, I've now gone from being the biggest carnivore in the world to probably only eating meat once or twice a week now. And whilst that might seem a lot for some people, that's not much at all for me. And usually now I'm opting for a vegan or vegetarian option when I can, because I just find it just tastier. And I don't really even enjoy eating meat anymore. So when I do order something with meat or cook something with meat, I find that, you know, I feel bloated. I don't feel good anymore. So, you know, I mean, that was something that, it was a dare that I never thought would change anything in me, and it has already. So just again, just moving the needle just very slightly. I'm not saying, suggesting that, you know, everyone needs to go out and become vegan. I mean, it's great if you do, but if you wanted to stop drinking soft drinks, for example, with so much sugar, just cutting down like one day a week, that's breaking out of your comfort zone. If it's something that you do regularly, it can really change things for the better. One of the episodes, I was dared to get creative. And looking back my whole life, I was told I was crap at drawing, I was crap at art. I was never labeled creative. I mean, if you sat me down with a pencil and paper, I would probably almost cry at trying to draw a person. I would just draw a stick man and go like, oh my god, that's terrible, that's super shit, you know, just because no one ever told me that I could, and I never believed in myself. So that story was always, I'm not a creative person. But turns out, actually, when you put your mind to something and give yourself a bit of time, I could actually draw. I mean, who knew? So looking back, that I think that was like episode 3 or 4 in series 1, I sat down every day for a week. I looked at my roof terrace. It was beautiful sunny days. And I got a pen at first, which drawing with a pen, that is not good. So I recommend drawing with a pencil. But yeah, I put my mind to it. I focused and I have quite a good picture of my terrace that, I mean, everyone could tell that it was my terrace, which is definitely a good thing, but I'm even quite proud of the drawing itself. So yeah, I mean, many of us are looking for, I don't know, our natural talent. You know, I think we assume that we're born with specific natural skills. And I guess because we don't do that specific job and we don't have any experience, or we've been told that we're crap at something, we never really give it a go. And to be honest, I can't remember the last time that I held a pencil and paper in my hand until this dare was given to me. And then boom, 1 week of sketching the terrace and it came out really decently. So I'm really, really chuffed with it. One of the dares, I was also dared to bake a cake. And for those that don't know me, I was absolutely terrible in the kitchen. I mean, I would literally burn everything, burn eggs. And you know that tortellini pasta that you get, like it's pre-prepared in those packets. And I think you're just supposed to boil it or something. I even messed that up. So I think twice I tried to do it. One, I think I didn't have enough water in there and I left it in there for too long and it's kind of stuck to the pan and all kind of went a bit weird. And then another time, I think it like fell out, like I boiled it too much. I think I got distracted, but I was not good in the kitchen. The cake challenge, you should definitely go check out on Reels because that came out so well. And even though I actually messed up some stuff in the process, because I put my mind to it and because it was something that, you know, someone asked me to do, it came out really, really well. And it's the best thing that I've made in the kitchen, I think. And it was damn tasty. The last few dares I've had, yeah, the baking a cake challenge, the topless photo shoot dare, and I think the last one was the strength training. These are all, well, the last one, the strength training, was quite a small dare for most people. I think you would assume that that's not such a big deal. But for me, building that into my daily routine was quite a big deal because I don't like routines. I always have stuff to do, and 15 minutes seems like nothing, but was a challenge. I didn't want to do it most days. You know, I tried to do it first thing in the morning, but some days I was like, you know, I'll do it later. And I get bored with doing the same thing. So it was a struggle, but I managed it and I'm still doing it. I'm not doing exactly the same exercises. But the point is that all of these small things have made me now set my mind to taking better care of my body, because actually we only get one chance at that. And it made me realize how important it is to not fuel your body with crap and to not treat it like, you know, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, three completely different dares that probably took me a maximum of 9 days combined. I can, A, now call myself a cook because I've actually busted out some pretty awesome dishes based around the fact that I surprised myself baking a cake. I've now worked in around 10 to 15 minutes of strength training to my slightly sporadic exercise routine, but I am getting there. You know, it doesn't need to be every single day. It doesn't need to be 15 minutes every single day, but it's in my mind now that it makes me feel better. And that's the point, right? It's not about making massive changes. It's just about self-awareness to keep on pushing you out of your comfort zone. And literally every time I do these dares, it's a bit of a struggle at first, but then once I've done them, it's pretty great. And it just makes you think every single day, oh, you know, I could do this. It would make me feel better because I've tried it now and I do feel better. It's almost just like fueling me to keep going. So that's amazing. So as a wrap up, I don't want to be talking for hours, but I just wanted to let you know that all of these dares, no matter how small, have changed me for the better. And I'm excited to get more dares from you, because pushing myself out of my comfort zone is helping me, but also helping you guys, I hope. And I would love, love, love it if some of you came on this journey with me and tried some of these dares, because I have had messages from people that have attempted these, tried them, succeeded. And it fills me with so much joy to hear how you got on, or, you know, what kind of struggles you went through. I also want the rest of the community to get involved in assigning these dares. You, the listeners, are most welcome to send in some dares via DMs on Instagram, or you can email us. And at the end of the series, you can vote on which one I do. And I promise I'll repost every one of them. It can be anything. It can be anyone. Just feel free to get in touch. And yeah, let's all push each other to keep trying new things, keep discovering new things about us. The next full episode will be with you in a couple of weeks, I think the 18th of April. Speak to you all very soon.